This podcast is a production of East Texas Broadcasting. Find more at easttexasradio.com.
The state's power grid held up over the weekend despite unseasonably high temperatures and multiple power generators failing. Texas Public Utility Commission Chairman Peter Lake says recent grid reforms ensured that there would be no rolling blackouts.
The extra reserves that we have been procuring meant that we had an additional margin of safety when generators started tripping offline.
Lake says the state's call for energy conservation was just a precautionary move. New numbers from the National Center for Health Statistics show that in 2020, the number of marriages hit the lowest level since the 60s. But four states bucked that trend, and wedding planner Tracy French was shocked.
I mean, it was all about just moving business to 2021. So it's just shocking.
Marriage rates in Texas increased by 8% in 2020, even as COVID took hold. One idea is that the restrictions were lower than other states, making the state a popular place for destination weddings. Love Field in Dallas is preparing for a big increase in air travel this summer. Dallas Aviation Director Mark Diebner says now that COVID levels are down, more people will be taking vacations.
I think the key, though, is the passenger profile is a little different. Certainly more leisure travelers versus business travelers, and that's affected a lot of airports, including Love Field, in ways we really didn't anticipate.
He says it usually takes families with young kids longer to get through the airport security checkpoints, so they're working with the TSA to help them get to their destinations. The Tioga School Board, ISD Board of Trustees, has voted to give their students and teachers long weekends beginning next fall. The district will only have classes Tuesday through Friday. The superintendent said the reasoning behind the decision is to help retain teachers and to prevent students from feeling overworked. Each school day will be extended by 30 minutes each day to make up for the missing Mondays. The Texas Division of Emergency Management Tuesday announced the creation of the Texas Emergency Management Academy, aimed at training the next generation of the emergency management workforce. The academy, which will run approximately 8 months, will prepare interested individuals for emergency management careers in a variety of preparedness, response, recovery, and mitigation capacities. The first courses of the academy are scheduled to begin in late summer in San Antonio. Interested applicants are encouraged to visit tdem.texas.gov/academy to learn more and apply. Dallas Mayor Eric Johnson on Tuesday announced the creation of a new city council committee focused on attracting and retaining professional sports franchises in the city limits. The mayor pointed out that the Cowboys are based in Frisco and play in Arlington, FC Dallas plays in Frisco, the Rangers play in Arlington, and the AT&T Byron Nelson is now in McKinney. Mayor Johnson wants a second NFL franchise to play in South Dallas. It's been 5 days since a convicted murderer being transported on a Texas prison bus was able to remove his handcuffs, cut through a metal door to an armed driver, temporarily take control of the vehicle, and flee on foot. Since then, prison officers, state troopers, and local law enforcement have swarmed Leon County using horses, dogs, and helicopters equipped with thermal imaging to search for 46-year-old Gonzalo Lopez. He remains at large. The girlfriend of a man arrested in a shooting in Dallas, Koreatown, that wounded three women in a hair salon, told police that he has delusions that Asian Americans are trying to harm him. Police say Jeremy Smith, who was black, was arrested Tuesday on 3 counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. The FBI has opened a federal hate crime investigation into the shooting. The Better Business Bureau warns parents to be cautious when looking for baby formula. The Bureau shared these signs of a potential online purchase scam. No indication of a brick-and-mortar residence, or the address shows on a Google map as a parking lot or unrelated business than what's listed on the website. Misspellings, grammatical errors, and other descriptive language that's inconsistent with the product. Texas A&M Commerce Athletic Director Tim McCurry is leaving to take an unspecified job outside the university. The press release stated that McMurray is remaining on staff until July 1st to help the transition process. Eric Coleman has been named Interim Director of Athletics. Coleman had been the Lions' Deputy Director of Athletics and Chief Operating Officer. I'm Dave Kirkpatrick.
This podcast is a production of East Texas Broadcasting. Find more at easttexasradio.com.